In a cold, faraway world, a battle is raging between evil and good. From the stars that came here to Earth, caught in their struggle through the whole universe. Robotic warriors.
Perceptor here. Welcome to Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure. TFYLP for short. Join us and discuss the latest in Transformers fandom. And now, without further ado, here is Weird Wolf. Now, where did I put that chorus stop? Ratchet, can you take the chorus stop?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure, episode number 101, recorded April 25th. 2014. This is take two. Apparently, a lot of people couldn't hear us. We had started the episode. We went about 15 minutes or so. There was no video. We couldn't see each other. And, well, you know, we decided to just reboot and redo everything. So, this is episode 101. I am Weird Wolf. Along with me is Megamus.
What's up for the second time?
Second time. Plasticon.
Hey guys, how's it been?
Headmaster Don.
Pleasure to be here again as always.
And Bryce.
You can come around again.
Well, I am viewing the YouTube video, and yes, we are live on the video. So great. Yes, we are working.
This
and
is
we
like can deja some vu, off. Right?
Yes.
I think. I've been here before.
Yeah.
No, you weren't, because you weren't here at the beginning of the first one. You were late.
I was sleeping.
And I'm going to let everyone know, even though you missed it and we're rebooting in this and there, you were late. Tardy to the party. Yeah.
I was up fired. I'm sorry.
Well, you're fashionably late.
I ain't going to say that. I'm just going to say late.
It takes a lot to get this mug to look this good.
Keep trying.
Well, tonight's episode is about our main topic of discussion tonight will be Japanese Transformers. I know we discussed last week, we began talking about the Japanese Transformer lines with the first Divergent series in Headmasters. Well, this week we'll be talking a little bit later on about Master Force. And coming up in a couple weeks, we'll move on to Victory, and then later on Zone and some of the later series. I want to remind everyone that next week, May 2nd, Friday night, May 2nd at 9 p.m., we will have Ms. Samantha Newark as our special guest here on TFYLP. She will be here to talk about her roles in Generation 1 as Ariel, and Elise Presser and the Zamojan Princess, and also her work on the cartoon Gem. So please don't miss that. It's sure to be a great, great show. And join in with us on Facebook and Twitter at TFYLP if you want to interact with Miss Newark, and also tonight if you want to interact with us, have any questions or comments. I'm sure one of us is monitoring the Facebook page, and I'm also viewing the YouTube comments. So if you have any comments or questions, please let us know anything. So without further ado, I'm going to play a little bumper, and we will move on to our first discussion topics of the news. First discussion topic, we had a guest a couple weeks ago, and Pete Sinclair from BotCon, and he gave us some hints, so to speak, of some upcoming stuff. Said that they were going to be pretty big, and well, the Scorponok was gigantic, and we had the final BotCon set figure revealed in the last few days, and it is the Classics Prime mold as Fire Guts Jinrai. Somebody want to share that picture? And
yeah, I've got it on here now.
Okay.
As you can see, it's just the Classic Prime in orange and red with some silver accents. It does have the nice emblem on the shield right here. The biggest discussion on this right now is whether or not they actually added an extra attachment to make the shield more like a shield upright, or if they actually just bent the fist and kind of, you know, jerry-rigged it to make it look like that.
I would
and
say
of
that
course, no one knows as of
yeah.
yet.
Actually, we discussed this off air, but they said there was no more retooling on that mold. The BotCon tweet said there was no more retooling on that. It was a straight repaint. So my guess is they just bent the fist and plugged it in straight.
Well, while I would agree with you 100%, I might also add that if you'll remember, 1 year, a customizing class figure was – there were two extra add-on parts that were customized outside of Hasbro that were not mentioned. So while I will say 99.9% I agree with you, we can always add hopes that they are going to add that little extra something, kind of like maybe even the Soundwave headband, something a little extra for the anniversary year.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I kind of hope that they'll just go all out and just add that little extra something.
Right. And for those people who don't know about Fire Gus Generi, this is the original toy. It's Power Master Optimus Prime in the orange and reds. This is basically his final form power up in Master Force.
Now, we're talking about Master Force, and his quote-unquote screen time was very, very short. And there is no G1 version of this. It wasn't until the reissues came out that they actually repainted to make this character available. Is that correct?
It is. I can't remember if this was an eHobby exclusive or if it was a Toys R Us Japan exclusive.
I believe it was eHobby.
Okay. But and then of course not shown was the God Bomber armor in the same matching color scheme.
Right, but as far as his screen time in the show, it was very minuscule. Yeah, so it was very small. But it's still a nice homage. Yeah, it was a very nice homage to G1, more obscure, I would say, even though it got a little bit of notoriety from the reissue. But just going straight back, I'm looking at more along the lines of like when they did the Red Tracks, kind of a Diaclone homage, and I like what they're doing. I like the fact that, you know, hardcore collectors and those that have been around for a long time are going to recognize this and know what it means, as opposed to others who are going to look at it and say, yeah, there's an orange Optimus.
It's Wheelie Prime.
Yeah, or Wheelie Prime, you know.
I was waiting on that.
And for those people who may not have understood where the phrase "burning justice" in the fandom comes from, Fire Guts Generi is basically the concept of burning justice given animated form. When you're so full of righteous fire and fury, you literally explode into flames like the Human Torch.
Well, I can tell you right now, there's a bunch of us that are so full of it that if we turn orange, we will understand.
I'm already orange.
Yeah, there you go. My point taken. There you go.
Sure it's not just jaundice or something other, you know?
No.
Look out your window. Is there a black Zarek hovering over your house just to play it safe?
Well, you're down in Florida, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're big on those gators, right?
Yep.
Florida gators, aren't they orange? Yeah. See, there you go.
I also live in Orange County, so.
Oh, well, see, there you go. There you go.
I thought it was the fruit orange, not the...
they've been eating too many oranges. Those daggone Floridians.
Wow.
And we just lost all of Florida.
Yep. No, because we were hyping up gators and this, that, and the other. So, I mean, come on, man.
Gators were my high school mascot, so... You know, I graduated high school in Florida, so... a little bit of my heart still lives down there.
Why the hell did you come up here?
My ex-wife.
Never mind.
Did anybody ever Did anybody ever introduce your team by accident as the Crocodiles?
No.
No. Wow.
The Crocodile, no, another game. What's the difference? Okay.
Wow.
I did live near Wooten's Everglades Swamp Buggy Tours, which one of my classmates, her dad owns it, and we got some good fun rides out of that. That was awesome. Swamp Buggy and airboats. Yes.
Airboats are awesome.
Wow. Yes, they are. Yeah, I love riding.
Don't anybody fool you. They are very fun.
Yes.
I don't care what anybody says. It might look redneckish. Till you get on one, don't say anything. Just don't say it.
Yes. Anyway, moving along. You know, that's one Transformer they never made yet. They need to make an airboat Transformer.
The closest they came to was Manta Ray.
Sea Spray.
Yeah. It's close, but no cigar. No cigar. Moving on. Masterpiece Ultra Magnus prototype picks have finally been seen. Good clear pictures of the gray resin prototypes. Somebody have that ready to show?
I was trying to do the Scorponok so we could, you know, do the BotCon thing, but I'll get on it.
Well, we already talked about the Scorponok a couple weeks ago.
I know, but you got final pictures now. What you saw before was prototype pictures.
Oh, okay.
So wait, it is confirmed that Scorponok does come with a headmaster.
Yes, it's
the Encore Spike.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you really want to know, I've seen it in person. It basically is, it is. It's an Encore Spike with the back retooled, and it's recolored in different plastic. The one I saw wasn't completely right. The chest wasn't the right color, and I'm told that the green is going to be a little darker. It's not so much of a lime green. It's going to be more the G1 green. So there is a little bit more retooling to it. But, however, I'm sure we all can agree, excellent choice, and definitely an excellent choice to add the modifications of the actual headmaster. I tip my hat off to him on that one. That is just amazing. Very good job. That is
my most wanted BotCon toy of all time.
Well,
yeah, pretty much.
This kind of goes into the whole thing where, you know, they said that they would never make anything where, you know, the head would separate and you could never play with the toy again. Do you think this is going to spike something later on?
No.
I see what you did there.
Ha ha.
Seriously,
do you guys think so?
I don't think so. I mean, honestly, the reason why is these things are geared, they are aimed at a collector market. And if you are one of those type of collectors that easily loses things, major pieces of your toys. And
Wait a minute. If you are, then you need to stop by Mega Toy Fan Parts Party and pick up those missing parts.
Either that or just totally get out of the fandom because you're in the wrong fandom.
No! You're missing the plug. You're missing the plug.
Way to stomp his fire.
Yes.
By the way, we'll be starting at BotCon on Tuesday, 2 days before the convention starts. That way you can get all your parts and everything together. That way you start your BotCon experience.
And also,
worry about those little nasty parts.
And also, this reminds me, if you're listening to this live, tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. at Closet Space Toys at 6025 South Madison in Indianapolis, Indiana, Midwest Transformers Meetup and Swap Meet. I know Megamus, you a Mega Toy Fan, will be there. I'll be there. Captured Prey will be there, our sponsor. You know, a lot of people are planning on attending. I've got.
Well, that's what I was going to tell you about. I mean, we've got a whole bunch of stuff.
I'm bringing this to sell.
But I heard tell that someone was bringing a Hegemon. Now, yes. I mean, that one's like a really, really hard to get, very expensive toy. You know, I mean, I can tell you right now, I mean, we have a lot of stuff, but we don't have that. Now, who might be bringing that? Yeah, I'm not sure who it was, but I can tell you right now, I'm pretty sure that if you were to come down to the meetup, you're going to find one at a fantastic price.
Yes.
I guarantee it.
Guarantee it.
I keep hearing Hegemon, and the Digimon theme goes off in my head.
Hegemon, not Digimon.
Yes,
Hegemon.
Hegemon.
I still haven't figured out how they came up with that name, but that's beside the point. You know,
Hegemon is
toy.
Hegemon,
great
I believe,
toy.
Yes, Hegemon, I believe, is a Greek word that is a powerful leader. I believe is how it's translates. Anybody with Google can find that information. But anyway, Masterpiece Ultra Magnus. We digress. Want to show those pictures, and we'll talk a little bit about it and compare it to KFC's Citizen Stack.
Well, let me see if I can find a picture. Did anyone find a picture of them both together?
Has there any?
One on
has
Facebook.
There been any?
There's been many posts all over Facebook. I'm pretty sure somebody.
Well, this is one of my favorites because this will show you how big it is because it's next to. yeah, that's what
she said.
Take a look at this. She also said that too.
Yes.
Nice.
See how much bigger it is? Yeah, that too.
That's so much.
But anyway. Anyway, and if you'll remember before our quote-unquote reboot, we were in discussion on the KFC version, Citizen Kane, right?
Citizen Stack.
Okay, Citizen Stack. Or this. And I'm going to be the first one to say, man, I'm going with the Masterpiece. I think Hasbro just knocked it out of the park with this one too. And as always, they're going to get my money.
Yes, especially if they redeco it into Diaclone powered convoy, or even the shining yellow Magnus.
You're talking about the guys that just led the way in repaints and
remold, yeah.
Milking every dollar. Milking everything out of a toy. That's what I meant to say.
It's almost a gimmick.
This is the funny thing, though. Everybody, straight up talks about just the Diaclone repaint. Most people don't realize there's four different colors of the Diaclone powered suit.
I had no idea about that.
There are four different ones, and most people don't even know this. There's
Plasticon, please enlighten us.
Straight up, everybody knows, you've got the blue cap.
Yes.
Well, there's also one where it was a red cab like Optimus. There was also another one where it was a blue cab, but it had red and white stripes, which was technically the prototype. The trailer on that one was silver with, blue forearms and red forearms, red chest plate, and there was, a couple other bits that were picked out on the trailer portion that were in red. And then there's the two different variants of the blue cab. There's one where the entire bottom portion of the trailer was in a kind of a silverish gray. And then there's one where it's silverish gray on the sides, but the centerpiece was chrome. So, like I said, there's four different variations of this particular mold that most people don't know about.
Well, if Cigar is going to make, say, convention exclusives for Japan only, Magnus might have a lot more recolor potential than anyone would have thought initially.
Well, that's the big thing that everybody, we're talking about the Shining, which, to me, is just like a drop in the hat. There you go. And try to do some translucent colors. Don't give us yellow. Give us translucent because that makes it even better.
Right. Some people are cringe because
they don't like translucent plastic, but I'm sorry.
I love it.
It won't look like Shining Magnus unless you give it translucent. That's the problem with Stack. Stack might be a digibatch, but I guarantee you they're not doing translucent plastic. They're probably just going to do yellow because it's cheaper. But,
I don't know. I'll be honest with you. My biggest concern is their track record with quality. And I'll be the first to say it. That's why I'm leaning more towards Masterpiece than KFC. I think that they might come out with, I think they've already released it. Haven't they already released that they're going to do repaints of this? Which yeah, I understand
so
that.
Yellow and the Diaclone.
I think the quality is what I'd be most worried about. Now, if they were to come out with a video showing the quality and that it's strong and it's durable, That's one thing.
I'll tell you what.
But they don't have a great track record.
Well, let's wait, because you know Vangelis will end up getting a hold of this thing and throwing it against his little plastic wall that he normally does, which is hilarious.
Well,
he's done this with that add-on kit that came out for the Fall of Cybertron Magnus. He did that with an add-on kit for that. I guarantee you, when he gets all this masterpiece, he'll do the same thing because he's on this kick of throwing his toys.
Well, actually,
he did it with the Tetra Jets too, didn't he?
That's the first one he started it with.
That one deserved it, though.
It was hilarious. I want to see more
Their
of that.
Their record wasn't very good either.
But actually, P-Doll and Optimus and Ben's Collectibles from the UK already have videos up for Stacks. And all three have commented on the quality of the plastic as being very high.
Yes. And I've actually held it in my hands, and it is a good high-quality plastic. It didn't.
And I appreciate you holding it in your hands, by the way.
Yes. I held it in my hands. I held it in my hands gently and stroked it thusly.
Yeah. I mean, and I, once again, appreciated that very much.
And one thing some folks may not realize is that I didn't realize it until I watched those videos. While Stacks is going to be out of scale, and again, we all know what scale is for Transformers.
Yes.
But it is much too tall for MP10. It fits wonderfully with MP01. So for those people who did not buy an MP10 because they have it with their MP01, this would be a great piece for that.
Well, the big thing with me, like I was saying, I like the chunky aesthetic of the masterpiece versus the third-party one. Plus, the chess piece drives me crazy on the third-party one because it's a V-shape. It just does not look right at all. And the face is, like, flat.
It just
seems cheap, and I really don't like the whole idea that the semi cab's literally a hollow shell you just fold in half and shove in the back of the trailer. There's nothing to it. I don't like
it.
I just don't like the
Captured Prey just now, and I was going to see if we could actually bring a copy of Citizen Stack to the meetup tomorrow, to the Swamp Meet in Indy, and he doesn't currently have the copy that we had anymore. It's just a short term thing, so fail there. But,
Well, A for effort, though.
Oh, Jesus crimey, that was horrible. God.
Parker in their head.
Are you guys seeing this right here? Are you seeing this?
Thank God,
I feel. Holy crap.
We just jumped the shark.
We just freaking went there.
No, this is what we did.
Right.
Busted on the motorhome on Golden Road.
Real quick, for those listeners that are thinking about, I'm getting the hell out of here, we are going to show some really, really neat stuff. So,
yes.
So stick around. Bear with what just happened. Just bear with it. It's okay. All right.
Yeah.
Only because we say so.
There is more to this podcast than meets the eye.
Yes.
Yeah, we got
some. I see what you did there.
Freaking 80 references and crap.
Yeah, how dare we reference 80s stuff that you know, involves Transformers?
Since when did Bob Barker have anything to do with the daggone
Transformers? If Bob Barker was a Transformer, what would he be?
He'd be a miniature golf course.
Nope, I just told you. He's a pooper scooper. Because he's spayed or neuter. Remember?
He'd be a new car.
I think he'd be a dog pound truck.
No, he'd be a pooper scooper. There you go. Done.
Let's put it up to the fans. Listeners, if Bob Barker were to voice or be a Transformer, what would he turn into? Let us know on Facebook or on Twitter at TFYLP.
That's and right. We will put
and
out
the winner gets
Pooper Scooper.
And the winner gets everybody on TFYLP coming to your house for a live show.
I don't know about that.
No.
As long as they pay the airfare, I'm there.
Yes. Yeah. Just clean up before we get there and after.
Because
I tell you right now, you're going to clean up afterwards. Bam!
Yes. He'll even bring Eddie back there.
Seriously, you guys put a thing up. We will announce your guys' answers on the next cast.
Yes, most definitely. Also, with Ultra Magnus, comparing him to Citizen Stack for me personally, and I know we talked about this in part one, but part one probably won't even air, and nobody can probably even hear it.
Doesn't exist.
Yes, doesn't exist.
It broke.
Yes, it'd be broke.
It'll be buried in the same landfill as all those ET cartridges.
Yeah. Magnus hit it with his hammer, it's gone.
Yes.
Microsoft wants to take that stuff up, eh?
Yeah. My thought on it is I like it and I want it simply because it's official, and I think the detail's better on it, and it's better in scale. You know, and I know Don alluded earlier that, you know, Transformers aren't exactly known for their scale. But compared to the other MPs, he's more in scale than Citizen Stack. That being said, I prefer Citizen Stack's overall proportions to the actual MP22 because, to me, Citizen Stack's proportions look a lot better. You know, I mean, he's got thinner thighs and thinner legs and everything. That's my thoughts on it.
Guys, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Well, now, one thing, I'm actually going to say this real quick. I don't want to hold up everybody. I'm going to tie this back to the Genrai real quick. One thing about Genrai is that hopefully we'll have Fans Project will reissue their City Commander armor for that Genrai figure so people could see how Ultra Magnus would have looked if they don't have a City Commander. So, you know, that way, that Genrai figure gets a chance to have the same ultimate mode as well.
Well, I agree. I'm thinking, you know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see an Apex armor added to it.
Well, we have that. I know Megan has put up, because he's got some stuff he's selling, and one of them happens to be that expansion trailer that's the Powered Master trailer that you can take, like your G1 Prime or your
Prime
or your Classics, and shove it inside it.
The Trailer Force.
Right, the Trailer Force. I can actually see that company, since they've already done it for the black variant, which is very rare anyway that people even have the black Nuclear Quest, which is the G1 Black Genrai, which Don's holding up right now. I can see them, honestly, going back and doing a Fire Guts version now, because that's coming out. And then everybody's seen the little hint, nudge about Apex armor. They're actually working on one that goes to that. So they're not out of the woods yet.
That guy.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to see. But
Better?
There you go.
Yeah.
Better.
But yeah, that from every review I've seen, that thing is actually pretty solid, and it's not bad. I know everybody likes the Fans Project City Commander, but personally, I thought that Trailer Force was a lot better.
Yeah.
It's got some pluses and minuses, I'll be honest with you. The only thing I didn't like about it is I think it's too tall for Classics. It's pretty close for Masterpiece. So if you're leaning more towards a Masterpiece, I think it's definitely better than the City Commander armor.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest reasons why my eyes are on it, because it would scale better with MP1.
Oh, it does.
That's one big reason why I'm looking at that one, because I think it's cool. It's and the black variant, apparently there's some add-ons that they did to that and finite adjustments they did that actually fixed some of the issues that was with the very first Trailer Force. So I forget what it is. I think it has something to do with like the back of the bot when it's actually completely put together. I think there's like a couple extra panels or something.
Well, it's made to work with a G1 or the Classics, which is pretty cool. And with the Classics, there's a panel on top that you take off. And the only thing I don't like about it, if you look at it from the back, you're going to see Classic Prime's legs kind of sticking out and folded up.
Right, but the black variant has a backpack that plugs in over that closes it all up so you don't see it.
No, see, that's nice. I wish they would have done that with the first one.
And that's why I'm wondering.
Or at least come out with a kit that you could add to it.
Yeah. I'm sure if you contact the company, if enough people that have that add-on contact them and, you know, push their buttons, get them to actually get into maybe offering an add-on kit, and then maybe when they reissue it, have that add-on kit in there with it so that way more people would actually want it. But, yeah, from what I hear, the thing's completely solid. It's awesome. And it's a great gen ride. It really is. It's spot on to me. I think it's perfect masterpiece. It's got enough detail. It isn't over-detailed, and it's got great articulation. It's not bad at all. The quality's pretty good, too, from what I've gathered.
Well, Brian, real quick, Brian Johnson said that if they don't do one, that would be a wonderful Plasticons G2 repaint for the lemon flavored Ultra Magnus.
Yeah, he's talking about my Ultra Magnus that I did. That's
right.
Gold, pink, and orange.
That sounds awesome.
It is awesome.
And the last thing he said was that he does need parts for his Transformers. Why did he throw them out? Blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what? We got parts. You know where to go. You know the link. I ain't going to say it again.
Mega Toy Fan.
Yeah, someone else did.
One more thing in the news. We also got some confirmation from Hasbro, apparently, that the assortment with Generations Rat Trap, Tankor, and Crosscut has been canceled. And the rumor, or the word is now, is that from BBTS, that Rat Trap and Tankor will make a future release in an unknown assortment coming up. And Crosscut's kind of up in the air. Any thoughts on that?
Well, I was never, and I even showed you this before when I got the skids. I'm one of the few people, once again, that I didn't like it. I didn't like the mold, so that part doesn't bother me too much. However, I do know a lot of people want him, and I think that Crosscut would be a nice addition. I think that they are missing out by not offering
this. Well, I totally sold my skids because I wanted Crosscut to put in my display case next to my BotCon Road Rage. And now it looks like I kind of screwed up. But, you know, I mean, I kind of like the skids. I didn't think it was that bad of a mold, personally.
It's a pain to stand up, though.
Yeah, well, I didn't like the legs.
Honestly,
the legs were just kind of goofy.
There's a modification you could do that would help that, and I did that, and I had no problems with mine standing.
I stuck some silly putty under it; it works perfect.
or just put some double sided tape on the bottom of the feet. Yeah,
Blue Tack works wonders.
What I have issue with is the second half of that little bit of news that came out with. As most of y'all know, I have a certain affinity for one of the characters through the years. And RC and Chromia have been pushed back to an undisclosed waif.
Yes.
Look! What's that sound? It's the sound of me not being surprised.
Well, I mean, it's one of the last waves right before a movie comes out. I mean this is not the first time this has happened.
We've all been in the movie roundup.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll see that later on in another remix wave. But again, they've not been canceled. They've just been pushed back to an unknown wave.
Wow. Well,
but what does that really mean? We'll get to it when we want to.
It means to sit there and stick your money in a wallet and leave it there until it comes out.
Either that, or they won't get released in a general release, and maybe BotCon will get them in a set. You know, I mean, we had the Road Rage in a BotCon set. Why not the Crosscut? You know, I think that would suck, honestly, for me. But I don't think it's outside the realm of possibility.
Well, now it could also be the fact that they may be looking at remixing the waves for the movie figures.
Yeah,
it's possible that they're pushing them back out of the earlier, because Generation was supposed to be shipping with the movie product as well. If that's not going to be the case, maybe there's other movie figures they're putting ahead of the Generation's figures, and they're just trying to balance out the waves to get more sales off those initial waves of just movie figures. You know,
that's a big possibility, because I could see them releasing a bunch of movie figures, let that stuff sit on the shelf for a while before they re-release more of the Generations. Because, you know, most of the hardcore collectors that are really into the stuff are mainly after the Generation stuff versus the other stuff, so they can actually suffer from sales on that. So I think you're right. I think that's the way they're probably going to handle it.
Yeah.
So we'll just sort of have to it's Wind Charger all over again, you know, but hopefully it'll be available normally. You know, in the past week, I've seen World and Rhinox in brick-and-mortar stores at Toys R Us and at Walmart. So at least those are actually hitting physical locations now.
Has anybody ran into in Cosmos?
They're apparently pretty plentiful up here.
I actually ordered mine from Captured Prey. And they're going to even out to be right around retail price for me. So I'm just going to go that route and not even bother hunting for them. Because Captured Prey is actually getting the first Hasbro U.S. product that they've had in a long, long time. You know, as far as new product, rather. But, you know, let's get into our Master Force discussion. And before we do that, I will run the intro for Transformers Master Force. Enjoy. On head on Master Force.
Master Force.
My favorite of the four main G1 series.
And why is that?
Well, everyone knows I liked Rebirth. For all of its flaws, Rebirth is one of my favorite G1 stories.
And I'm right there with you.
But I really think if we had gotten something as immersive as Master Force, because the whole thing with Headmasters was that the kids always pretended they were part of the adventure of the epic adventure of the Transformers. The Headmasters actually in Japan took you in even further, as like there were kids in the show your own age that were Headmasters, and it's just that much more immersive versus
Daniel wasn't.
He was not in Master Force.
Well, no, and G1 in the U.S.
Well, it's Green Nebula and Hive Aliens kind of
killed that.
Don't come, you know, it's a whole different thing.
Daniel was RC's headmaster, is what I mean.
Oh, yeah, but I'm just saying the concept of transectors being piloted by humans versus body, you know, it's a completely different take on the concept of the headmasters. But again, I think it just showed how immersive you could get. Like, hey, there's kids your own age, and they're actually fighting in this war. Of course, this is the early 80s.
I'm sorry. I just read a tweet at Zatsugi. He commented, "If Barb Barker was a Transformer, he would be a mobile neuter truck." That's hilarious.
Oh my god, you just killed everything.
Mobile neuter truck.
Okay.
Don, you had something cool from Master Force that not a lot of people have, yeah, that you wanted to show off.
Oh yeah. I got this many years ago at BotCon. This is one of two that was made. In Master Force, the Headmaster Juniors, the Power Masters, or God Masters as they were called in Japan, had the bracelets. And they would take the bracelets, they would wear the bracelets, and they would do cross their wrist and go Master Force. And then they would have their armored forms just materialize on them like most armor does in Japanese animated series. There was this one, which was Shuta. And then he was technically, I guess you could say, he was sort of the leader of the kids in the show. And then also Genrise, who was not Optimus Prime, but looked very similar to him.
And that's important to note, too, that he was never referred to as Convoy at all in this series.
Now, Genrise Transector, what we would call Power Master Optimus Prime, was a lifeless, inanimate body
until the end,
and then
God, way to ruin it.
Yes.
it was a new body meant to be Optimus Prime for Optimus Prime in battle, but it wound up being stolen by Black Zarek, hidden on Earth, and then found by Genrai, who was a trucker
in a truck junk lot.
Yeah. So it's basically that whole one person, one destiny, boom, there you go.
You know, talking about the end of Master Force, I watched it a little while ago to kind of, I mean, I hadn't watched the whole series in a little more, well more than a year. And so I watched the first episode and the last episode today just to kind of get a little refresher. And which, if you don't have it, the U.S. release of Master Force, subtitled, was available at this. I got this from Best Buy, but I think it was even cheaper on Amazon at one time. I wound up getting Victory for like $15 shipped off of Amazon.
I got the three of them last week. Shouting had a deal going on. Three of them for $40. A little shiny box.
Really, check really it out. Nice.
Copy.
But
this is English dubbed.
That's terrible.
Is it the terrible, English dub that we had in Headmasters?
I got them all.
I'm a ninja consultant from the planet Cybertron.
I got all the bootlegs.
Yes.
Brian Kilby was lovely. If Star Dub did all those.
Wait, one thing, just to show you guys that, you know, I don't just buy bootlegs. I actually have the real ones too.
But one thing that kind of was confusing was the actual ending of Master Force for me. If you haven't seen it, shame on you. But because they've been out for like 20, 30 years now.
And, by the way, you cannot find them on YouTube anymore. For some reason, There's been a lockdown on them. You cannot find those, but you can find Victory.
Well, you can see the intros and stuff anymore. like what we played a few moments ago. You can find the intros on YouTube, but beyond that, the whole episodes, you have to get them on DVD now. But as I was saying, though, the end of Master Force, you see the human components of all the Godmasters and the Headmasters. They separate from the Transectors, and it's like the Transectors become their own sentient beings, whereas they were not so during the series. You know, they were just pretty much power suits for these humans that would put their bracelets together and become one with these machines. Well, at the end of the series, it's like, you know, they separated, the humans were waving to them, and it's like, yay, you know, we beat the Destrons, the Decepticons, now they're sentient robots and they're going off by themselves. I still don't understand what the crap went on. Does anybody have their theories or know?
I think Black Zerax supposedly had a hold over all of them, making them not sentient for a while, and then when he was defeated, they regained it.
Well, actually, he had the power to part of his evil, because Black Zerax was actually Devil Z. He was a demon, and like all demons, he had mystical powers. And one of them was, like he did for Buster and Hydra, or, you know, Throttle and High Test here in the U.S. Massey, stop biting my foot, please.
Hell, Hydra. Only Hell Hydra, you need a hell. Sorry, I had to plug it.
That's fine. But,
awesome movie, by the way.
That was his power, was to make the humans into, well, in Buster and Hydra's case, they actually made him into actual sentient small robots. And when Devil Z / Black Zerax was destroyed, that power is what allowed them to become sentient Transformers and to appear in other stories and keep the toys on the shelf.
The KO.
Sure.
KO Gaijin Rai. Yeah, very nice.
They made one?
Yes. This is actually a miniature.
Okay.
Here's a G1 Power Master Prime, and here's the KO Gaijin Rai.
I did not know that.
It's even smaller. It's really cool.
One thing that was weird is how much better the actual Genrai figure was compared to the Power Master Prime.
Oh, yes. Especially
clear windows.
Oh, definitely. Retractable fists.
Die-cast chrome. Yeah.
The folding fists and such.
The paint on the front to actually differentiate the grill from the lights.
Mm-hmm.
That was a nice touch.
And the cool thing was, we got that in the Toys R Us Apex armor set.
Right.
Which was kind of a surprise.
Straight reissue.
Yeah, it was a reissue of the car.
Of the Japanese mold, not the U.S.
I kind of wonder why we never got the full Gaijin Rai set back in the 80s.
Well, it wasn't in the show.
And such.
Well, wasn't in the show. Armory never made it.
Never was the G1, or never was the Power Master Prime that we got. That was never in the show. Yeah.
Yeah, it was with Timmy in that little bumper at the start.
Yeah. I thought they showed it.
Well, you know, that was done with CGI, and at that time they could have easily just added in the Apex armor. You know, I kind of wonder, you know, why they did that.
You mean season 5?
Yeah.
With Tommy Kennedy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there are some great toys from the Master Force line. I don't have that many. I mean, the closest things I have are Power Master Prime, and I have a reissue Piranacon or a King Poseidon, which he was actually quite prominent in the series. Although most of the Seacons were more or less drones, weren't they in the show?
Yeah, there was tons of them.
There were tons of them. There were tons of Piranha.
I know Scalor and Tentakill both got blown up in the first episode, and you're like, oh no, now they can't form Piranacon. And then they come back, you know, and it's like,
yeah, they're basically your canon. They're your Insecticon clones, basically, for the series.
Your Beacons.
Yeah. Snaptrap was the only actual sentient, real Destron of the group.
Turtler.
I'm looking at Bird. I'm looking at the Beast Wars Turtle, and I forgot the name of Turtler.
Bird.
But
Gemara.
I still think it's an awesome toy.
Friend all children.
Now, like I said, I don't have that many, but there's a couple guys on here that has some prime examples of some great Master Force toy love. And I'm going to let Megamus and Brycey kind of take the helm here.
Oh, okay. Bryce, you want to go first, or how you want to do this?
I'll pick a figure, and we'll just go from there, I guess.
He's close, so we'll go with... Let me get his gun back on. This guy.
Nice.
Ooh, six knight.
And the box.
And if that mold looks familiar...
Right.
It is.
It used to be red.
And green.
Yeah, the Christmas colors are over there.
Yeah. And it is. It is a straight recolor. Even the guns. Get up there.
Yeah.
You see it all right? Yeah. The guns are straight recolors. Yeah. They changed nothing. The only thing that I thought was neat was, if I can pop it open here, the drill. Now, if I remember correctly, the drill was not chrome.
It's red on the US release.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's chrome.
And that looks funny, but it's chrome.
Yeah.
Which was a little neater.
And basically, yeah. the character was basically your Usagi Yojimbo for the series.
Wasn't the animal mode different? Wasn't that head slightly different?
That's only the victory one they remolded.
Oh, yeah, that was a great shot, I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
They called him a different animal. He wasn't a puma, but I can't remember what they called him. But the quick switch version was technically being called a puma.
Yeah, if you look, you can see all the modes are the same, just recolored.
Yeah, much nicer, yeah. I think.
The blue and, of course, flows. As with most Japanese, my favorite... Styrofoam! Styrofoam! I love it!
That's just because you can smell the chemicals on it even after all this time.
Megamus,
good stuff!
Megamus the Huffer, and I'm not talking G1.
Hey, I huff freaking bubble wrap. Get over it.
Alright, okay, Bryce, you go.
Pull out one of the big ones.
The big ones?
She said that too.
Something folks don't see a lot of. Knock their socks off.
Figures. You know how long it took me to get that one out? She said that too. But then I'm going to go with the next one. Okay, go ahead with that one.
All right, you got the bigger ones that I don't have.
Yeah, it's genetics.
Yeah. Overlord was the one Power Master mold we didn't get over here. They got it in Europe. It was slightly different colors. But he's like half Duocon, base former.
And probably...
Now, cheap.
Probably one of the most powerful Destrons ever.
Now, if I remember correctly, just because you said it... The Japanese version had a lavender purple.
Yeah.
And the European one was more of a darker purple.
Yeah.
So if you get parts, you need to make sure they match up because there is a distinct difference between the two.
One of the biggest problems when trying to do that, though, is the darker ones can fade over time and look like the lighter colors. From what I've gathered, because I've been really looking hard into actually getting one, because I need one. That's one of the.
So he has the base mode.
Yes. Yeah. And he and if anyone's looking for him, you will pay for him. He is a great figure. He is a brick in every best sense of the word.
Oh yeah, big brick.
Big brick. Probably the only thing more brickier than him would be Grandis.
I don't know.
Or convoy. Yeah.
He's also has a tank and a jet mode.
And double power masters and mega and giga who were
right. And both of them, if you don't have yours popped open, so I'll show mine. But what? I thought it was awesome. It had nice chrome, a gold chrome, and a silver chrome.
And
really
for
nice.
Those who don't know, Mega and Giga were married. They were sub-commanders, well, pretty high-ranking sub-commanders in the Destron Army, and one of them was a lady.
Yes.
Yep. And her little Power Master dude or Power Master toy actually has like robo boobs.
Yes.
It's funny.
Was she the gold one or the silver one?
I think. Oh.
I want to say she was the silver, but I know that she had white limbs versus.
That's the silver. And if you look.
Yep.
Let me turn sideways there. He got boobies. But yes.
So it's
I miss Japan, that toy.
Japan, which is horribly known for female figures not getting a lot of love out there, one of the two main Power Master components, Overlord, was a lady.
Well, and Master Force is actually one of the first Transformer series to actively feature some main female characters. We had Giga from Overlord, and then there was Minerva.
Minerva. Well, who is a fan favorite?
Yes.
And her toy also commands a righteous price.
Which we'll get to that later.
Which I hate you for.
All right. So we got Overlord. All right. I'm gonna see your Overlord.
And in Master Force, Overlord beats the absolute crap out of Jinrai, even powered up.
Yes.
He throws his
jet.
But in the final episode, who is it that comes to Jinrai's aid whenever he's being beat down by Devil Z?
It's Overlord right before he gets his little brainwashed and becomes evil, snarking bad guy.
Hmm.
Oh my god.
How you doing?
I did not know you had him.
Be very, very careful with that.
Oh my god, nobody breathe. Nobody breathe.
Look at this. Here's the thing, okay? You see me. Now watch the break right here. No. you can move it around. You can. It's no big deal.
Just
the parts that
don't
are GPS, gold plastic syndrome. Black Zarak, for those who can't see, are the shield.
Yes.
The shield is completely it will break if you sneeze on it. That's the biggest one. And then
the feet.
The feet are always bad, but you know, you position him and you leave him. But this guy, this little guy right here.
Oh. I didn't know he was in
Oh, yeah.
GPS.
Nobody breathe.
That thing will
explode. Let's put it this way. There's a reason why he is in the, I guess that would be his
tank mode.
His tank mode as opposed to robot mode.
Explain to listeners that are listening on the audio version what you're holding in your hand.
It's still called Fast Tracks, right?
No, Black Rorchi.
What was it?
Black Rorchi.
Okay, Gesundheit. So here I have a gold Fast Tracks, for those people who know what that is. And basically, I would be afraid to transform it because of the for lack of a better term, the crotch piece here. If you put any stress on that, it's going to shatter.
Yeah.
So he stays in this mode.
Because back in the 80s, when they wanted gold, there was a formulation for gold plastic. No one really thought about long-term effects on the plastic because they were toys. You know, there wasn't what we have nowadays. So right. It was a cheap way of getting some different colors with a different formulation. However, over time, GPS or gold plastic syndrome, check your TF Wiki for that and more information there, it will shatter. And I don't mean just break and you re-glue it.
It turns into dust.
If those of us, if you look at our older podcasts, Plasticon had one in a little bag. If you remember, I think we did the G2 episode,
yep.
And we were talking about Slingshot, and it turns into glitter.
Yeah,
it absolutely does.
For those younger folks, if you have a Transmetal Rat Trap from Beast Wars, and you picked it up one day and all the flaking came off, that's what GPS leaves behind.
Yes.
Flakes.
Now, one thing that I didn't know until I bought one, the leg shields, okay? If you watch, They are not.
Yeah, they're
not. That they're
gold chrome.
They're just gold plated. Yeah. So they're not gold plastic syndrome.
And those of you who are listening, we are talking about Black Zarek,
which needs a reissue so badly.
Yes.
Honestly, I don't see a reissue happening because I've seen a high quality knockoff of Scorponok already out there. I can probably see some KO company probably doing that.
Yeah. Well, even if they did, it's not going to come with, and you'd have to have another company make it, but the head, it comes with, and I don't have it on me, but it comes with a visor to cover the face when it's in Scorpion mode, and it comes with this sweet, and I can't see it. Here you go.
The spear.
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 Yeah. Let me turn. There you go. There. Spear. So, absolutely, very hard to find, unbroken.
Now,
I would say it is the most fragile Transformer out there.
There are mint and sealed
boxes. Let someone else figure out someone different.
Electro.
Yeah, I was going to say. Thinking that.
There are mint
and
sealed boxes.
Okay, one that's $2,000. How's that? Yes.
No.
There are mint and sealed box versions of Black Zarek out there. I've seen them.
They're probably dust in a box now.
That's just it, though. And
how would you ever
Megamus, since you have one in hand, what are the odds of, and knowing that they come in styrofoam, packed in styrofoam, what are the odds that you would actually get a mint and sealed box Black Zarek and it be dust inside the box?
I can tell you that I got that one from Japan, and I was impressed that it made it here without being broken. So I got lucky, you know, one of these things. But I have seen, and I have held, once again, pun intended, a sealed one that if you shook it, you knew it was broken. Mm. It was like you get a light bulb that breaks, and you hear that little – when you shake it, you can hear the little filament rattling around. Yeah, that's what the box sounded like.
Wow.
So yeah, I mean they'll break, and I've actually heard of one guy. It was sitting in the glass display case like mine has been for years, and he heard a pop, and when he went and looked, it had broken.
It just sitting just, there under the weight
just
of the
sitting
itself.
There. Yes. Yeah, it broke. So.
That's why I want a custom.
Yes, it would be nice. But in any case, okay, I hit that one. Bryce?
I'll go with these two. Repainted Darkwing and Dreadwing.
Buster and Hydra.
The only real thing they changed on them was changing all the teal plastic to red. And the Power Masters themselves. They changed the teal to red, but they also chromed the engine parts. So they look a little nicer. You can get them either separate. I don't have Hydra's box or in the gift set. It was called Dark Wings. Kind of a pain to find the gift set now.
Yeah, the gift set seems to be pretty hard to find. That's the one I'm looking for now. I have one of them boxed. I actually have the same one you have boxed, but I don't have the gift set.
Why does everybody have Buster boxed?
I think because it was easier to find. Now, the funny part is in the U.S., that mold was harder to find than, what was it, Darkwing? Yeah. So, I mean, it's just weird.
And what's sort of interesting as far as the naming, when Master Force was airing in Japan, Captain Power was also airing at the same time. That's why they're not called Power Masters, but they're called God Masters, because God translates into
power,
supremely powerful, highly powerful to some variation. So that's why they're called God Masters.
Huh.
Because of Captain Power airing at the same in the same markets.
I did not know that. I always wondered, you know, why they they went with Godmasters.
Yeah. Well, I asked Hydra that many years ago at BotCon. He said that was the reason, was because they couldn't get trademarked Power Masters, so they just translated it to the next best thing.
Well, that makes sense. Okay.
Which is sort of ironic when you think of Captain Power being humans in power armor.
True.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Next, how about...
Continue on the Godmasters?
Maybe this thing right here, give a little hint?
Mm-hmm.
Or this guy right here, give a little hint?
Maybe. I'm not seeing any video, so I can't see.
Is that
I'm sorry. That it would be a red, and I guess it's a greenish blue cog, which would lead up to
little brother.
How about a Grand Max? There he is.
Nice.
And unfortunately, I can't get him close to the camera unless you just want to look at his crotch, and we could do that. See, there we go. Crotchy shot. You know, or if you want to turn him around, little ass shot right there. There he goes. He's just too
twerk
big.
Twerk it.
And he does, actually. I think he can twerk it a little bit. There he goes. There we go. Yeah, baby. Anyway. Yes. Once again, straight repaint of Grand Max. However, it does come with the sword. And the came for Cerebros. It came with a smaller sword. And, of course...
The thing everybody loves.
Yeah, I mean, it's badass. What can I say?
Yeah.
There he is.
A Pretender shell for Cerebros in head mode.
Uh-huh. Which is freaking awesome.
Yes.
So you fit a brick inside his shell.
I mean, look at this. It is just...
He needs some Weight Watchers.
And once again, I got this from a guy in Japan. And it arrived fine. Now, granted, it doesn't have the same problems that Black Zarek has, but yeah, I was still worried about it nonetheless. There's the inside of it, and I'm not going to trans. Well, let me see here.
Well,
right here.
I do have Grand Max because I picked it up at the 1996 BotCon, and from the guys from Japan, the box was a little rough, so I got a good deal on it. Again, 1996, that's when this stuff was still on the shelves in a lot of stores in Japan. And after I bought it, got it up to the room, John and Carl Hartman had come up. The Hartmans had come, they were running BotCon. They came up, took some pictures, you know, for the website and everything, for the just general. And then I realized something very important. I flew there. How was I getting this home?
Bummer.
Yeah, after I bought it. So
I'd ship it.
well, this is before they had shipped. This is 96. This is only the third year.
I'd still find a post office and ship that sucker.
Yeah, on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Luckily, it worked out well that my best friend was in the area unexpectedly, and he took it back to his apartment, and I picked it up a few weeks later when he got back from his vacation.
Well, I got a really good question for you, because I've never done it before. How does he fit in there?
Oh, it's been a while since I've been transformed.
I've been sitting here messing with it, and it comes close, but it doesn't.
I think you actually have to fold the visor down.
Yeah, I think it's the visor. I'm trying to remember. It's been a while, but there's the tolerance.
It's like the face portion is supposed to plug into the backpack portion.
Yeah.
The face does.
Yeah. It's been such a long time since I've actually had, because mine's been in robot mode for a while. I just haven't.
That seems to fit. See?
Yeah, it's not a perfect fit when you get them in there, but it does mostly hold together.
Well, I mean, it's.
Yeah.
In any case,
I don't think that toy is originally
right here how it would work, but it doesn't.
I don't think that toy is originally designed to be a pretender anyway, so it's kind of.
Oh no, they made the shell specifically around the headmaster.
But it probably.
But I'll be damned if I can figure it out.
Yeah, I'm somewhat surprised. I mean, I don't know how Fort Max did overall in Japan, you know, as far as sales. But I was really hoping we would see a Grand Maximus reissue from that mold for all the people who can't afford a original one.
I can probably see Hobby here in a few years, possibly doing it. But myself, I got hold of a second Fort Max, and I made my own Grand Max out of it. I completely disassembled it and painted it because I'm not going to pay $5,000 for that robot. It's not worth it. It's just not. Sorry.
Is that what he's going for now?
And my, dude, it's a
34.
Well,
still.
He's still
expensive. Still a small car.
Well, it's amazing what you can
buy a car for that amount of money. It's ridiculous. I'm sorry, but it's not worth that.
Yeah, I didn't pay that for mine, but like I said, 1996 and this stuff was everywhere. It's still in Japan.
But hey, if you ever get into a money crunch, you know what you can sell for some money.
Yeah, that's him and my Lyo Kaiser are my emergency pay rent net necessities.
But in any case, doesn't look like I'm going to get him in there today because I don't know how to do it. I've never even thought about doing it.
I'm actually going to try to get a hold of one of the shells. If I can get a hold of the shell, then I'll be happy because, I mean, that Fort Max and Grand Max are identical. But, I mean, there's really no reason to even have, like, a reissued version of that other than the Pretender shell, honestly, if you think about it. Because it's literally the same toy.
And you can buy repos of the Master Sword now for not that much.
It's not even that hard to take that blade and paint it silver.
But... Yeah, I think this is still, you know, not counting Black Zarek, you know, the stuff that you know, Black Zarek, Minerva, and probably Grand Max are the holy grails for a lot of people that collect the foreign pieces, just because, and Overlord, just because of the downright scarcity of them still in one piece.
Overlord's one of the big ones I'm looking for now, because between him, I'm probably going to make my own custom Black Zarek, because I've been in contact with somebody that's actually doing the head reproductions, and they're working on staff reproductions for it, so I more than likely will be going down that route.
So Darkon stopped making them. That was nice.
When Brycey, the second I get hold of this guy, I will let him know that you are interested, and he will... Trust me, you'll get them off of them. I've already seen pictures of them. They look spot on.
So. Now, what's sort of odd, if you look at it from a certain viewpoint, there's still, from what I understand, the Nova Lord. I believe it's BTS Toys was coming out with an Overlord that was probably as tall as Generations Metroplex, or fairly close. And its retail price was still cheaper than you could get a G1 Overlord for, by about half.
Right, and what I can see happening, because a lot of these guys that go into the more articulated robots, some of them tend to get rid of their old G1 stuff because they just want an articulated version of it. And what will end up happening is I can see them selling some of those off, selling off their actual ones, and that will cause the prices to drop on those eventually. But
I think it'll go down.
It's going to probably be a few years, but I mean, it might go down by like a couple hundred bucks, but I wouldn't see it going down any further than that. I myself have actually been on the UK eBay looking for Overlord, because I can tend to get a lot cheaper through there than I can through the US one.
Overlord from Europe is a bit more expensive than the Japanese one for some reason. Like, it's a lot harder to find it complete.
Well, I actually like the box to that one, too, because it's all gold. It's just, it's a nice look. It's a really, really, really nice looking box, too.
Yeah, the UK packaging is very standout as far as just visually. It just really catches your attention.
Yeah, but in my opinion, I like the purple better on the Japanese one.
I do, too. I think Bryce's got it right behind him over his left shoulder there.
Yeah.
Here it is. The color is just, you'd have to see it.
It's
almost blue, but it is a light. It's It's lighter than Skywarp.
Mm-hmm. The Overlord that I used to own back in the mid-2000s, mine was the Japanese version. It had the light colors. But I was missing a shoulder cone, and I believe he has a big rifle, like a big purple rifle, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I was missing both.
Spring-loaded rifle.
Yeah. This guy right here.
Yeah. Yeah, I was missing that and the one of his shoulder cones. And I believe he was also missing one of the doors off of the chest. But aside from that, he was complete.
That's pretty good. I mean, you're going to pay a lot for the little antenna and all that other crap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's I've mentioned this before on RFC, how if these molds still exist, we need reissues of these as soon as possible if they're still viable. Yeah. Because the longer wait, the more molds we're going to lose. We've already lost Dinobots. We've potentially lost the rest masters from Victory. For Lyle Kaiser. So if we don't get these molds reissued soon,
or which the is why I've decided to go after my Holy Grail again in Death Source, because
right.
You know, I mean, that's going to be the crown jewel of my collection.
So, Bryce, what do you got next?
Repaint of Joyride. The other two Autobot Power Masters were the same. So Ranger.
Is he any different?
He's not Christmassy.
Ah, there you go. Straight repaint.
He's red and gray.
Yeah, well, for comparison, I've got my Joyride right here, if you want a comparison.
Yeah, he's...
Yeah, all my stuff's in the tubs, otherwise I would have had him out.
The red's different. You got a more purplish tinge with Joyride than you do with this one. Very bright red.
Is there any difference between the Power Master itself?
Yeah.
Is it just redder, or did they do anything with like the blue, or?
Yeah.
It's more this
blue.
This is Rangers, and you're gonna make me pull up Joyrides.
I got them right here.
And Joyrides is really dark.
Yeah.
I prefer Joyrides. Color scheme for the Power Master. It's a really nice color.
And the good thing about the Godmasters and Master Force is that they got a bit more characterization than other than maybe the Marvel comics, but even that was minimal sometimes. It was nice to see there was just more than just the next new character. So you did get some characterization. More than them just being a human component.
Yeah.
All right. Let me see here. What else do I have?
Godmaster.
About maybe this guy?
Aha.
Metalhawk.
Best pretender ever.
And this
best
guy right
here. Best cosplay ever.
Yeah. Which was... absolutely not a repaint. And for anyone that wants to know, this is actually die-cast.
Yes.
Die-cast. They went back to die-cast.
He's the only one that has die-cast out of the entire Pretenders line.
Yeah.
And if you want to know what he looks like, he came in a nice little box like this with a little flap so you could see him in there. Yeah. And there it is right there, the jet mode.
Right. Which is actually probably one of the best pretender vehicle. I think it is the best vehicle pretender. But yeah, that.
How much does Metalhawks usually run?
I can tell you when I got mine, they were around $200.
When I got
mine. They're like $1,400 now.
Yeah, they're a lot more now. So
when I got
they're
mine,
up there. I know they're like way five. Up there.
Yeah. When I got mine, it was
$35.
Yeah.
I hate you.
Yes, I mean, it just depends on when you got them.
Yeah, again, old.
Yeah, but the neat thing about him is I mean, it's you got the die cast. I mean, it was good construction. I mean,
great transformations.
Yeah, it about the only thing you had that would wear would be paint on this guy.
Yeah. And he's actually he's probably one of the most at the time he was the leader of the Cybertrons on Earth up until Generai shows up.
Mm-hmm.
Metal Hawk is the leader of the Autobots.
All right, Bryce, what else you got? We got a few more left.
Yeah. These little buggers you got me.
Oh yeah, see I don't have those so.
Autobot Sparkabots.
Yep.
Those are repaints of Guzzle, Sizzle, and Fizzle.
Yeah, I never saw.
Where'd you get those again? Where'd you get those? Oh yeah, that's right.
That jerk over there.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I never saw them until Brycey showed them off.
Yeah, when I saw the size of the box, I thought she was pulling out the extra Headmaster heads. And Godmaster heads.
He's got the Godmasters.
You mean these guys? Those guys right there?
Man, you put me to shame.
Those guys right there, yeah. So, there you go. That's where we're going to look at this, see it? Yeah, and I'm not even going to bring those back. Okay. So, then that's another one off the list.
But in Japan, you actually could buy Headmasters and Powermasters by themselves and switch up your characters with your figures.
So, Bryce, yeah. What are the differences between that and the U.S. releases of the Sparkbots?
Guzzle is straight repaint, complete repaint into
Yeah, but it's a badass repaint. That's the neatest one.
Yeah, it's like gray, black, and yellow.
It's more military colors.
He's like metallic silver.
Yeah.
Sizzle got a bright red repaint.
The U.S. version was blue, wasn't he?
Black.
Like a blackish gray.
That's right. I got the U.S. version over here. Let's just grab it. There's the U.S. version with Guzzle just doesn't hold a candle.
No, it's so much better.
Sizzle and Hot Spark.
Oh, he's even got like gold
pipes on the side.
Yeah, gold pipes.
Mm-hmm.
The only one that's not really a whole big lot of difference is Sizzle. Or Fizzle Fate. And Wildspark. They painted his face.
Yeah.
But they came as a set, so either way, I had to get them.
All right, so then we had... let's go with this guy. Browning.
Ooh.
Yes. And you can have guns that shoot, and everybody else doesn't freak out.
Right. Everybody's going to flip out here, but that's a Diaclone toy.
Yes.
Microchange.
It was a microchange. Yeah.
Right. But there he is. And here he is. Loose.
Now that's the KO reissue, isn't it?
This is the reissue.
Okay.
And
which is freaking fantastic.
And I tell you, the biggest problem that I ever had is you talk about gold plastic syndrome. The blue is the same way. And the blue on Browning will break just as easily.
Oh.
So now I can leave this one in the box.
I was unaware of a blue plastic syndrome.
Yes. Yeah, it will shatter. Especially these joints right here.
Hmm.
There. Because when you go to go from here, man, that's tight.
Yeah, it's pretty tight. Here
to here, and you pull it out, on a G1, it will just snap right off.
Mine's still there.
See?
Well, it's probably worn in, though. If it's
a little bit.
In,
when they start getting that degradation, it's done. It's done. They'll break.
Now, I don't have mine handy. Is there happen to be like a screw or something that's in that portion that you can loosen to kind of make it so that way they're not as tight?
No, these are all pins. If you look, they're pins.
Because I wasn't sure if there was maybe a way to be able to do the modification or anything like that. Because I know some people tend to use things in order to like lubricate, in order to keep stuff from sticking like that, to keep it from.
Yeah, no, it's and just the only thing I can tell you is when looking at knockoffs, and these are, I mean, they're really high quality knockoffs. If you look,
good God, awesome quality.
You probably can't see it, but it actually says Browning, Japan, Takara. It says everything. It has all the stampings, everything.
Probably, and because it came off the same.
It's literally the same
machines.
Mold.
Yeah,
it is. But and if you really wasn't original, this is the only way that I know, other than the fact that, well, there's two ways. Especially the red one's very hard to find.
Yes,
the red one was just like this. The red one came in silver. See, this is all silver. But the blue one, if I can get it out here, and I'm sure Bryce can show you, is gold.
I think the Master Force one's silver, but the Microchange one's gold.
With the gold. Blue parts? I haven't seen a blue one. It's very hard to tell, but that's actually, I guess it would be an off silver. It is more of a gold color than silver.
Now it's not part of Master Force, but I did always want to get the revolver version.
I've got that too, but that wasn't part of the show, so it's sitting over on the shelf.
Yeah.
Anywho, other than that, if you're going to go buy one and you think you're getting an original, the best way I could tell you, and you probably won't be able to see it with this camera,
the box
or the weapons. It's hard to see, but the chrome on the knockoff is very, this one, grainy. It's grainy. It's not smooth like the original.
Now, my question to you, because, I mean, I honestly, on mine, they're not grainy on mine.
I think it is an original thing. Yeah, I can tell you right now, if I gave you an original one, you would notice the difference and you'd say, yep, it's grainy. Okay. It's just, it's very, very minute, and especially when you feel them, it's kind of hard to tell. I mean, I don't know how else to explain it. It's just very, they're not as crisp.
Right.
But the details are actually more crisp on the knockoff than they are on the original. It's kind of hard to explain, but yes.
Yeah, well, I understand what you mean, because me and you had a conversation about KOs versus the original one, and sometimes the KO has a crisper line. It's like they literally went in and cleaned out the molds to make them, like, better. And whenever they cast them, it just looks so pristine when it comes out.
Right.
I mean, myself, I own both of the KOs. I've got the red one and the blue one. And the red one was like limited to maybe like 100 pieces or something like that. It's very, very, it's like a very low number. And when I got the blue one somebody had already had, they accidentally snapped off one of the tabs that goes on the legs. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, the little tabs that kind of come up and over. Well, one had snapped off and, you know, blue plastic syndrome. But the fitment of the thing is insane. I mean, if you guys are out there purists, go out and go get the original. But if you can't afford it, on our Facebook page, I actually posted a link to where you can purchase the blue one. The red ones are out of stock. Good luck trying to find them. You probably get on eBay and find them for a couple hundred bucks now, because they're going up in price fairly quick.
Well, here's the, like I said, the knockoff, and if you look, he ain't moving. He ain't moving. As a matter of fact, when I go to move the arm,
you have to pull out.
Yeah, it's tight. It's
It's designed, like, literally, isn't the original design where you actually have to kind of pull it out a little bit just to move the arm? Isn't the original the same way?
Yeah, well, the big thing, the reason that people were breaking it is because when you transform it and you fold it in like this and you push this in, it actually locks it in. And people were pulling down, and it would break. It'd break the shoulders. So it is a little different. But as I say always, if the price is too good, it's probably because it's not real. So, I mean, you're going to pay for this guy. You're going to pay some bucks. You're going to pay about $600 to $800.
Right. The reissue
more like $50 to $75.
Well, the reissue for the one I linked is $60.
Yeah. See, so there you go.
It's not bad. It actually comes in a foam crate. It's got a nice little cardboard cover. It's great. And whenever it gets shipped to you, it's shipped in robot mode, so you don't have to worry, U.S. buyers, that somebody's going to be like, oh, my God, this is a gun. No, it's shipped in robot mode. It's literally in robot mode in the case. So when you pull it out, you'll be able to transform it into gun mode. It's hefty. It's nice. It doesn't feel like garbage. It's a very decent quality KO.
Absolutely.
And the firing gimmicks and everything still works, identical to the original, so... Not to put anybody off on buying the originals, but if you are in one of those markets that want a Browning, they are attainable now.
Well, like for me, you know, I have the original, but I don't want to transform it because that blue plastic scares me. So I bought this one. This is my nice display piece, and then the original stays nice in the box. There you go. That way you can get both worlds. So... Bryce, what else you have? I've got three more.
I'm down to one more.
All right, well, let me do one. We can sandwich in between, and that's what she said. Hmm. All right.
Marco.
I'll go with – how about him?
Shooter.
Go shooter.
Shooter.
Go shooter. Which was just a straight repaint of Nightmare.
Siren.
Was it Siren or Nightbeat?
Yeah,
that's right. The other one.
Had the Nightbeat repaint.
Right. So everything else was the same. They didn't change anything. And pull it out here and see. And as you can see, I mean, same. Everything was the same, just a different color. Very nice.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Very bone white too.
Yeah, this one's in really good shape, and. Surprisingly, for a loose piece where the stickers are applied, the stickers, I mean, they're somewhere, but usually this, they use like silver or like foil stickers for the side, and that black would rub right off. But this one's pretty good. So, not too bad. But, and it is a Policia. There you go, Police.
Now, there is, and you and I both own it, we actually both have the KO. And the crazy thing about the KO, it comes with a shield. And the license plate, this is a great thing about it, is a little portion that plugs onto the back of it that actually pegs and holds the legs together better. And when you pull that portion off, it plugs them through the shield. So it's not a wasted piece that sits inside.
Right, and the shield actually snaps over the light bar. On top, in vehicle mode.
Yep, it sure does. And it's actually not – and for those out there that are in the market for a ghost shooter and, oh, my God, I can't pay insane price for one, especially trying to find one complete, that's not a bad alternative. The plastic quality is pretty good on them. It's not bad.
The problem right now with these original – with these Masterforce toys like Shooter – and Minerva is not just completeness; it's the white plastic.
Yeah, they're very, very prone to yelling.
Yeah, yes. I mean, I've heard of people that have kept them in a dark closet or out of direct sunlight, and they just over time they've just faded.
Right. Exactly. All right, Bryce, what do you got?
God Bomber and Ginray.
Now, we were talking before about the Japanese version. Now, on the Power Master Prime, and the Genrai, what are the differences? There are mold differences.
Is it? Yes, actually.
Is this a retractable?
We're in on the US, the US one. Version right not. Here. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just, they hang up. The whole front of the cab, basically from here forward, is all die-cast.
Yeah, so they opted for plastic for the U.S. version.
Yes.
Chrome smokestacks.
Smokestacks are actually longer on that one as well.
On the U.S. version, actually, they're longer.
Here's the U.S. version right here.
That's what I was saying. One was longer than that. Which is kind of ironic, you think about it.
It's usually the other way around, but yeah.
And we mentioned the front paint on there.
Yeah, the paint's
on the Powermaster.
Yeah, and then the Powermaster has chrome on it.
And there's chrome. The silver's darker.
Right.
And there's chrome for the thighs on the trailer.
And then, of course, the side guns are a more dark. Silver than that beige.
Wannabe.
Yeah, the crappy stuff that we got.
The Games Workshop gray.
Yeah.
Now, one thing I will warn people, I made this mistake because I was in the mid-90s before BotCon, I was just learning about – I was trading tapes. I was trading Kmart Legends Bumblebees for tapes of Master Force and Victory from a gentleman in Japan. And he sent me a catalog. And I was telling him what I wanted to buy from the catalog. The picture of God Bomber in the Master Force catalog is not the toy you will get.
No.
No, actually, so, if you're referring to this, which I'm going to bring it up, this is the prototype and what we probably should have got for God Bomber. And honestly, if you look at the engineering on this, it's completely different.
Yeah.
There are transforming parts on this. It's not just a parts former. And if you notice, the gun, I would think, would have been spring-loaded and shot a missile out, because that's a very large gun it came with.
So I made the mistake of using the catalog to buy from this gentleman I was doing. Again, mid-90s, the stuff was everywhere still at this point. So the God Bomber you get is not that.
No.
It's basically this.
It's that.
Yes.
And to transform him, you have to take him all apart, like everything.
Yeah, he's a parts former.
Yeah, he's basically what all the Brave robots would become in the mid '90s. The secondary robots that show up to become the armor, they explode apart and then reform.
Yeah,
I'm just going to combine them.
Which isn't bad. I mean, I actually like parts formers, but I know some people complain about them, but I thought it was kind of cool. But seeing this prototype that we never got kind of makes me sad, because I'm like, I like the idea the wings were bigger on the prototype,
you know,
and
I'm
the feet looked more like feet. They didn't look like just chunks slapped on the bottom.
You know, it's sitting here talking about this, that made me realize something, Blasticon. With today's technology, they might could actually go back now and make that God Bomber toy as it is in the catalog that would fit with a G1 or a Japanese Prime.
I'm highly been looking into the 3D printing technology. This is going to be one of the ones I'm going to do if that happens. It's on my list. Like, literally, I have two on my list, and this is one.
Well, since I am planning on going to BotCon this year, I will definitely bring that up if it's any way, shape, or form of something that I would like to see them do. Because as a standalone piece, you know, it's fine. But if you've got a Powermaster Prime and they can make the combination work, that would be just an awesome, you know, exclusive for somebody.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, if you look at the technology behind this one, it's actually the same fitment. The fitment is identical. You just look at the parts, though. The parts are more chunkier. The fists are larger. You have an area where you can plug guns onto the forearms. And the trailer portion that folds up to become feet looks more like feet, and it literally has fold-in portions. It's still a parts former, but it's a much chunkier, robust version.
So that all combined together. He's pretty shiny.
I shall call it Mini-Me.
I was waiting for it.
Well, actually, yes, Daron has a KO version. It's pretty obscure now. It's not that easy to find, but it's a obscure, smaller version of that entire robot.
And it is fully conversional. I mean, it does everything the big one does, even with retracting fists, which is really cool.
Which is good for you because you're used to doing normal things with a smaller size, right?
No, actually, I'm quite okay. Not used to it at all.
Okay. Anyway, we're on to the.
I know where you live.
About Minerva.
Oh, God, Minerva.
That cheap thing. Nobody wants that.
I know. This. Yeah, I know.
You can send that. Anyway,
you know, I have been wanting her almost as long as I've been wanting the RC figure.
You know what it is? It's just a simple repaint.
Oh, I mean,
that's
know.
All it is.
But it's probably the up until we got Cybertron, Energon, Armada, for the most part, she was part of the trio that the kids had the actual most to do in the show. Now you're just being.
Now he's just
man,
being a
you're
dick.
Man, you're not even doing it right. You're supposed to be like this. Come on, no, you gotta do.
You
gotta
here
do
you go. Ready? You ready?
No,
here you go.
You gotta do the few.
You ready?
Come on.
No.
You gotta do the few.
Oh,
that was a knockoff.
You gotta do the few thing where you're going.
Yeah, I dropped it. Anyway. There he is. Whoops. There it is. I just dropped one of the guns. There it is. Put the little gun back in. But yeah, all it is a simple repaint. Ain't nothing fancy. Nice looking colors and everything. A medic colors.
And
but,
of course,
yeah.
Evan Irvin was a Catholic schoolgirl.
Well, there you go.
I just thought it was ingenious the way they repainted it because, like, the body is red and it wraps around so it becomes light bars on the top of the car, which is very ingenious, I thought, the way they repainted it.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
So you didn't have this extra light bar that goes on top. But that's going on to the KO version that we both have where they're green. And it's all Korean stickers all over it, which I've been debating on whether I actually want to pull the Korean stickers off. Those are actually
you get the repro label set, it was free.
I have the repro label set with it.
Then why not put it on?
Bryce, do you have anything else?
No, I just have to. Right. There's the knockoff.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's really close. It really is.
That's what the
I was going to save this, and I saved this just for Bryce.
Just to rub it in my face because it's still in the mail?
It's still in the mail. Double Clouder, which, you know,
one of my favorite Z1 molds.
And I was really, really excited to get it, and the main reason I was excited to get it, funny as it may be,
is for this.
No, it's just for this little guy. It's just for this little piece. They took that little light blue piece and they gold chromed it and it just makes it so much neater. It really does. And then the missile being that bone white
with a silver tip.
Yeah. It's just nice. Yeah. The colors are so much nicer.
Now how much does a double clouder generally run?
Oh. They ain't cheap.
Yeah, I had to ask that.
5-6
Wow.
Seven.
And you can get a double dealer complete for under 100.
You can get the Blitzwing recolor of double dealer for
$50. Yeah, there you go.
It doesn't turn into no bird.
Even the Power Masters are colored different.
Yeah.
They're just different. It's not like you just swap them out.
Yeah.
But
in the show, he was the last Godmaster to show up in the show, and he was in a couple of pivotal episodes, but he really didn't do a whole lot after a certain point. It was all down to Jin Ryan, a couple of Autobots, and then the main Decepticons. The Godmasters and the kids kind of got, you know, sidelined for a lot of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, now they came out with some others, but we unfortunately don't have those. As far as
what's the fire cons.
There was the fire cons, and I thought there was something else. Because I thought we looked, and we were close to having everything.
Just the fire cons.
Let me see here. I'll take a look real quick while you guys discuss.
Well, while you're looking.
Well, didn't we bring up Thunderwing and Black Shadow?
That's Victory.
But those were Victory.
Were they Victory? I thought they actually showed up in Master Force. Because I know there was Pretenders that leaked over.
It looks like that, yes. Those were the only ones that we were missing.
I was bidding on a set. I would have had them for the show, but somebody went a little crazy on their bids.
So we almost had a complete Master Force collection to show you. We're missing just three pieces.
Well,
two if you want to get technical. The one's exactly the same.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Before we wrap up, let's bring back an old segment from TFYLP or Geek Existence Transformers. And that would be the eBay item of the week.
Time now for our
eBay item of the week.
Start a screen share here. And this is the eBay item of the week. It is Skullgren, a.k.a. Dalos from Master Force. And looks like there's a buy it now on it for $145. It is mint in box. Kind of zoom in on it here. Looks like it's really nice.
No, the box looks pretty pristine.
Yeah. The current, let's see here, the auction ID number is 321-211-207-293. It's currently got three watchers, and is scheduled to end on May 8th. It's a buy it now.
What's a buy now price on it?
$145.
Yeah, that's too much.
Can I add another eBay item of the week for you guys real quick?
Sure. If you got it to share.
Yes, I do. There's the KO version that we were talking about of Minerva.
With the wonderful green.
With the wonderful green, which this is actually a variant I don't own, but this is a slight different color. The light bar is removable for you guys out there that do want to know. The light bar does come off. But it does come with a sword. It has little guns. The backpack portion turns into the head. And here's the color differences on that one.
And it comes with a sword.
And the funny thing is this is identical to the same quality of the ones we were talking about. This is just a different color.
Right. Same company. I guess you could call it company, whatever. Came from the same area. So the quality is the same and everything. It's just sometimes they change the colors up and packaging.
I will post this into our Facebook group for you guys out there that are wanting to know. This is also for our audio listeners. If you guys want to go to our Facebook, we'll have it up on there.
Yeah, and I'll also share.
Maybe Duran can also throw. Well, if Duran can also throw these up on our tftalk.net, that will.
Yeah.
Help our viewers as
I'll
well.
Throw the link. Matter of fact, I'll post it right now to the eBay item of the week, and it'll be the Dalos as well.
And the funny thing is, a lot of people aren't aware of this, but there's actually three of them in the series. And one of them is a green color of Getaway, which is, according to the box, supposed to be red. And he's not red. He's yellow. And you can't find a red one. Apparently, the red one was just a picture that they took, like one that they didn't release. And the funny thing is, it doesn't actually come with an actual Power Master, but it does come with an engine portion that plugs onto the front that you can take off. It does come with a gun that goes to Pounce, which are Generation 1 Pounce, if you guys are familiar with the Decepticon clones. It comes with an old, the same size gun, but it's done in red, as well as a sword, which is kind of cool. It's a yellow, red, and black repaint. I am trying to find it, and I do not seem to find it. I will dig through my archives and see if I can find it, and I'll put up a picture for you guys real quick.
Let's see here.
There's enough yellow getaways out there, though. They could have picked a different color. That stays white.
I kind of like the yellow one. I threw G2 logos on it, though, because it's very G2-ish. But
I would have liked it in blue.
It's fairly... I actually liked it. It's very, very cool. It's not one of those... And the quality is
tremendous. Here's something else that's quite popular right now, and this is actually kind of new. I mean, a couple of years, maybe. CM's Corp has put out the... Godmaster Force General. This is actually officially licensed, and it is a giant figure of Jinrai himself, the Power Master.
Yeah, it's a fully articulated version. Vangelist actually did an extended review of that one and the Minerva, and they're really, really good. The portion on the back happens to be a chrome, which is kind of nice.
Well, I know Insane Galvatron actually has these. I've actually held the Minerva in my hands, and they're actually really good.
And with the Jinrai version, you also get the alternate head that he can be High Q from the U.S. comic series.
And here's a Fire Guts God Jinrai.
And they also did Minerva, or Minelba.
Yeah, that's the cheapest God Jinrai that's on there at the moment. And he does go for a pretty penny. You guys are not going to be able to find him any cheaper.
Yeah. Well, do you guys have anything else you want to talk about before we wrap up? I know there's one other thing I want to talk about.
Well, then shoot it our way.
Alrighty. I know we mentioned it earlier in the show, but I do want to reiterate. Tomorrow morning, well, 12 hours from now, here in the eastern U.S., well, actually, I think they're an hour behind us. Aren't they in Indianapolis, maybe? Is that Central Time Zone?
I think it is an hour off.
Yeah. At 11 a.m. at... Closet Space Toys in Indianapolis, Indiana. There will be the Midwest Transformers Meetup. This is the first of the mega meetups that we're trying to get going. The meetup begins at 11 a.m. We'll go till probably 3 or 4 in the afternoon, and then I think there are plans to meet up somewhere at a restaurant nearby for some eats. We've got some great stuff. I know, like I said, I showed earlier, but I've got a big tote full of goodies that I'm bringing to sell and trade. And I need to get rid of this stuff to pay for my Death Source. So please help me out. I know Megamus is going to be there. He's going to have lots of wares. And I know Captured Prey is going to be there because I'm actually riding up with them. So going to be a lot of great stuff there. And I hope to see you there. If you have any questions or comments or want to talk to me about the show, I'd be happy to talk to you about it. Anybody else have anything?
I am showing off a 3-pack that I actually found. I found this earlier on. This is actually going for $70, which that is absolute killer price. That's got the Getaway, the Minerva, and the Go Shooter in there.
Getaway is my favorite Power Master. I love it.
And this guy happens to only have 2 of these available. And this is, I mean, this does come from Korea, so it probably will take a while to get. But there you go. I actually posted this on our Facebook as well, so that'll be quite a few gets to put out there for you guys to get you guys a little more Master Force and Headmaster stuff.
Yes. Well, it is getting late, and I know we had a really late start due to Google Plus's snafu, but I now apologize for that, anybody that was waiting, it is what it is. Guys, Brycey, Don, Plasticon, Megamus, thanks for joining us. And thank you, listeners, for joining us for episode number 101 next week, May 2nd, at 9 p.m. here on YouTube. We will have Ms. Samantha Newark, the voice of Jem, and three voices on the original Transformers cartoon. We're going to have her on our show, and we're so excited to have her on here. So please join us then for that show. It's sure to be a great show. And I want to welcome or invite you guys back next week for that episode. So we will see you next time on TFYLP. I'm Weird Wolf, signing off.
This has been Transformers for your listening pleasure, a presentation of TFTalk.net. We'd like to thank you for listening and ask that you please rate us on your favorite podcast outlet and share us with your friends. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at TFYLP. Email us at podcast@TFYLP.com. This is Paul Lighting, and on behalf of TFYLP, we'd like to thank you again for listening, and we hope you'll join us next time for another TFYLP.